I would just like to talk for a little bit this morning on the birth of Jesus, and I'd like to entitle the remarks, Don't Miss the Birth. Don't miss the birth. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. You might keep your Bibles open if you'd like. I'm going to talk about some other verses as we go on down through that chapter. But even before we do that, let's ask God's blessing upon His Word this morning. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this season and the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh Lord, I don't want anybody to miss out on the significance of that birth. And so, Lord, today we pray that You would help us to see that birth and the significance of it. And if there is somebody here that has not allowed Jesus to be born in their heart, that they would do that today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, whenever we've had a baby, I've wanted to be there. All 9 of them. I think that's true for most fathers. You want to be there. Things have changed a lot, haven't they? Some of you probably remember the days when Dad couldn't go in and be with Mom as she gave birth. You know, sat out in the waiting room just waiting to hear what happened, waiting for the news. But nowadays, the birthing process is to be enjoyed by both sets of parents. Both parents. There you go. Yeah. This one will not be recorded. I've always been worried about going somewhere and, you know, missing, being late or missing the birth of the child. And fortunately, I was able to make it to our birth. But you know, some people miss the birth of the Christ child. And the Valley of Shepherds, from what I've read about it, lies just beneath the city of Bethlehem. It's shaped like a giant silent bowl. And people residing in town can see everything that happens in that valley below them. It's like watching a football game from a massive stadium. Anybody ever been to a stadium? You've seen a football game or a baseball game or something like that? A number of you. It would be almost like that, watching in the valley and seeing the shepherds with their sheep. Well, if that's the case, and I believe it is, why didn't anyone but the shepherds make an appearance at the manger? Why were they were the only ones who had this heavenly visitation? The voice of the angel must have sounded like thunder. Didn't anybody else hear it? Was it possible that heaven came down and touched Bethlehem with the world's greatest gift and most of the people slept right through it? Is it possible that they didn't know that God was in their neighborhood? Was it possible that they missed His birth and they missed seeing Jesus? On that night, the shepherds kept watch while most people slept. But suddenly the sky was turned from night to the brightest light they had ever seen. All of the shepherds, you can imagine now, were awake and on their faces in fear because they heard the voice say to them, "Fear not." And when they looked up, they saw in the sky an angel. And the angel was speaking. And the angel said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Good tidings. Good news. There was great expectation as the angel continued, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Can you just picture this morning the shepherds looking in awe at what they are witnessing? Put yourself in their place this morning. Can you see yourself as you're watching sheep, keeping watch over your flock in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden an angel appears and begins to speak unto you. And what he's saying, a Savior is being born, the long-awaited Messiah in our town, in Bethlehem, of all places in Bethlehem, and of all places to be kept in a manger. And then that solitary angel was joined by thousands of others, and they began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." And we know that the shepherds heard and saw the angels, but again I ask the question, didn't anybody else in Bethlehem see it? How could they have missed God? How could they have missed what God was doing in their town? How could they have missed what God was doing in their midst? But you know, we can ask the same question today. How can men and women today miss the marvelous acts of God right here, right where they are? Because there have been far more people than just those in Bethlehem who missed the visitation of God. Do you know that there are people today missing the chance to have Christ be born in their hearts? They are missing out on the greatest opportunity that will ever come to them. They are missing out on an opportunity not only of a lifetime, but of an eternal lifetime. It will be forever a tribute to the shepherds that they found out what God was doing. They wanted to see it with their own eyes. And the Bible records in Luke chapter 2 and verse 15, "And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." They didn't want to miss out. They didn't want to miss the birth. What was happening was that God was giving them a Savior, Christ the Lord. There in the humblest of all places lay the Christ child in a manger in the midst of animals like we saw this morning. And what is happening today is that God is still continuing to show us His love by sending His Savior, His Son, into the world and into the hearts of men and women who will receive Him. What else is God doing? God is still touching lives, the lives of men and women and young people whom Satan thought he could destroy. God is still working miracles today. And maybe you're here today and you need one of those miracles. You need a miracle. I want you to know that God can perform that miracle. God can perform that miracle for you today. He can perform that miracle for you right now, because He is where you are. He comes to us. He is in your neighborhood. He is in our church. He is in your home. He wants to birth a new vision of life and faith in you. Christmas is the time for miracles. The shepherds were on top of it. They knew what they had to do. They immediately went to Bethlehem and to see what God was doing. Wouldn't it have been terrible if a few of those shepherds would have stayed back? What if some of them would have said, it was just a dream? Or there was some strange gases in the air, and we just think we saw angels, and we just think we heard, but that's not reality. And then all of their lives, they would have missed seeing the Christ child in the manger. It would have haunted them for the rest of their days. But even more tragic than that, would for somebody to not allow Christ to be born in their hearts, to say, oh, the gospel message is just a good story, but it's not reality. It's not true. I want you to know today that the story is true. Jesus Christ did come into this world, and He was born the baby in a manger. But that child grew up to be the man of Calvary, and He died on a cross to pay the penalty for your sins and mine. And the Bible says that whoever receives him, to them he gives the power, he gives the right to become children of God. It is the greatest opportunity you will ever have. Don't miss out on it. Don't miss out on the chance to have Christ be born again in your heart and in your life. Now, you can hang back if you wish. You can miss Jesus. But my prayer is that you will find out what God is doing after you invite him into your heart and into your life and realize that God is still working in people's hearts and lives. He's working right where you are today. You know, he works every day of the year. It's not just at Christmas time. He's working in people's lives every day of the year. We are seeing him work. We see miracles in our own lives. Jesus is here. Father, do you know what God is doing in your house? It's the most important business of your life. God is involved with you. Get involved with him. For unto you is living this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. History tells us that in the 19th century, the whole world was watching with bated breath the campaigns of Napoleon. There was talk everywhere of marches, invasions, battles, and bloodshed as the French dictator pushed his way through Europe. Do you know that babies were being born during that time? But who had time to think about babies or to care about cradles and nurseries when the international scene was as tumultuous as it was? Nevertheless, there stole into the world a veritable host of heroes whose lives were destined to shape all of humanity. But again, who had time to think about babies when Napoleon was on the move? Well, somebody should have. Let's just take one year. Let's take the year 1809. Again, internationally, everyone was looking at Austria because that was where the blood was flowing freely. In one campaign after another that year, Napoleon was sweeping through Austria. Nobody cared about babies in 1809. But when you check the record, you realize that the world was overlooking some terrible, terribly significant births. Take, for example, William Gladstone. Gladstone was destined to become one of the finest statesmen that England ever produced. In that same year, Alfred Tennyson was born to an obscure minister and his wife. He would one day greatly affect the literary world in a marked manner. Oliver Wendell Holmes was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in that year. And not far away in Boston, Edgar Allan Poe began his eventful but albeit tragic life. And it was that same year that the cries of a newborn infant could be heard from a rugged log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky. The baby's name? Abraham Lincoln. If there had been news broadcasts at that time, I'm certain the words would have been heard. The destiny of the world is being shaped on an Austrian battlefield today. Or was it? Was that really where the destiny of the world was being shaped? Funny, only a handful of history buffs today could name even two or three of the Austrian campaigns. Looking back, you and I realized that history was actually being shaped in the cradles of England and America as young mothers held in their arms the shakers and movers of the future. No one could deny that the year 1809 was in fact the genesis of an era. The same could be said about the time that Jesus of Nazareth was born. No one in the entire Roman Empire could have cared less about the birth of that Jewish infant in Bethlehem. Rome ruled the world. That's where history was being made. Or was it? Today we determine the dates of history by his birth. Dr. Luke was careful with his study of history as he was with the practice of his medicine. And in the gospel that bears his name, The Gospel of Luke, he provides for us several dependable, helpful facts. We can look up these facts and realize that at least then, if never before, at least at that time, God chose things that seemed terribly insignificant to put to shame things that seemed highly important. The Bethlehem crowds had no inkling that the infinite Son of God was asleep in their little town. They had no inkling of it. They didn't know about it. The only ones who witnessed that incredible event were a few shepherds. But the majority missed his birth. Only a few shepherds came to see him, and those shepherds that did see him, they left glorifying God. I would encourage you today to come and behold him. And if you behold him, you will leave glorifying him. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? History was changed forever, for eternity, with the birth of Jesus Christ. The world has not or will not be the same because of his birth. And if you allow him to be born in you, you will not be the same. Your history will be changed. Your life will be changed. And all for the better. Don't look at the things that are going on. Don't look at the things that are going on in our world today. Stop thinking about those things for just a moment. And focus on the birth of the Savior. History is his story. And I wonder today if there is anybody here you would, by a raised hand, that's all I'm asking you to do right now, is to raise your hand and say, "Pastor, I've never invited Jesus to come into my heart. I've never asked him to be born in me. I've never invited him to be my Savior. But I would like to do that today. I can think of no better time than the Christmas time than to have Jesus Christ be reborn in you." Is there anybody here? By an uplifted hand, "Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus this morning." Is there any? Child, young person, adult, it will change history. It'll change your life. Maybe you're here today and you've not really made the commitment to the Lord that you know that you should. Because we serve him, because he lives, he's alive every day. And you've never committed yourself to him on a daily basis. He's committed to you on a daily basis. Would you right now, where you're at, say, "Lord Jesus, I commit to you. I commit every single day of the rest of my life to you." And maybe you're here today and you need a miracle. The Christmas story is filled with miracles. Why don't you reach out in faith today and say, "Lord, I need a miracle. I'm believing you. I'm trusting you for a miracle this Christmas season." And then just thank him. Heavenly Father, only you know the prayers that are going up this morning. We thank you that you have brought us the Savior, that heaven came down to man, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and what an opportunity to behold his glory. Thank you that Jesus is still saving people. And Lord, for those that are making commitments this morning to commit their every day of the rest of their life to you, I pray that you would give them the grace and the strength to do it. And for those that need miracles this morning, Lord, I pray that you would show your strength and your power because you are a God of the miraculous, and you're still working miracles today. Lord, help us to not be like the majority of the people, but help us to be like the shepherds. Help us not to miss out on what you want to do in our lives and in our church and in our world. But help us, Lord, to come and behold you and to live our life in such a way that it would bring glory to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Angels from the realms of glory,
touch hearts. Be with us now as we leave. Amen.